It's Wednesday, the 2nd of May. Hello, everybody. I'm Tom Turbeville. Thank you for logging on to sports here on WTAW.com. Daniel Mingan worked 7 innings, allowed 6 hits, and struck out 4 and walked none to get his first collegiate pitching win for the Aggies last night. And he had plenty of run support in a 10-0 shutout of Sam Houston State in front of a record crowd at Sanders Stadium in Huntsville last night. Coach Rob Childress talking about his midweek starter.
Well, 2 great performances. You know, we asked him to close out of necessity to start the year, and things didn't go his way or our way, and we had to make some changes about him finding his confidence again. And, you know, he's done a great job for us the last 2 Tuesdays when we've needed it most. And, you know, I thought his performance maybe was even a little bit better than the one the week before. And, you know, we're definitely finding a 4th guy in our rotation.
Aggies won 4 out of 5 now going into the weekend series against Texas Tech. The Aggies got a season-best 18 hits last night against the 21st-ranked Bearcats, a team that's won 31 games and leads the Southland Conference by 4 games. Kind of switched with the lineup yesterday, Coach Childress did. Mikey Reynolds moving from the leadoff spot to the number 9 hole for this midweek game only. He responded by going 4 for 4 last night.
I was seeing the ball well tonight, you know, for some reason, just, I guess, one of those nights. But, you know, he left a changeup up for me to hit, and then the first pitch fastball, you know, those are always the best. And, you know, seeing the pitch, seeing the balls off the plate and stuff. So I guess I was just seeing it well tonight.
But the story for a second straight Tuesday was Daniel Mingan. Good pitching night, and here's what he had going.
I was just like mainly moving my fastball in and out on the hitters. I jammed a couple hitters pretty well, and in a couple counts they helped me out and popped up. So they helped me out, and I did well too.
Sam pitchers had some control problems, issuing 8 walks, including 3 with the bases loaded in the 5th inning. The Aggies will host Tech Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Olsen Field at Bluebell Park. It's an important new month.
Well, May needs to be our month. I mean, we need to go earn everything that we get, and when the hay's in the barn, we'll have earned what we get, whether it's a top 8 national seed or a regional host or we're going on the road. We'll deserve what we get.
Keep it with baseball. The high school kind, A&M Consolidated Tigers, start their playoff run tonight. They'll meet up with Tyler Lee in a best of 3 series at Veterans Field in Waco. First pitch at 7:30. Game 2 will be at 4 o'clock on Friday in Waco, followed by a 3rd game if needed. Tigers finished 2nd in District 12-5A with an 11-3 record. They're 18-9 for the year. Lee is 14-11, finished 3rd in District 11-5A. Bryan and Rudder will start their baseball playoff runs tomorrow night. Bryan hosting Mesquite Horn and Rudder hosting Waxahachie. St. Joseph Eagles softball team beat McKinney Christian 11-7 last night in the area round of the TAPS playoffs in Waco. Now it's on to the regional semis where they'll meet Pasadena First Baptist on Monday afternoon. The Los Angeles Lakers rode a 38-point effort from Kobe Bryant to beat Denver 104-100 and take a 2-game-to-none lead in their first-round Western Conference playoff series. Lakers center Andrew Bynum had another big game with 27 points and 9 boards. Boston Celtics rallied from 11 down in the second half to stun Atlanta in Atlanta, 87-80 in the NBA playoffs. The Celtics won without point guard Rajon Rondo, who was suspended for this game after bumping a ref in the series opener on Sunday. And the Philadelphia 76ers took advantage of the season-ending knee injury to reigning MVP Derrick Rose in Chicago as they blitzed the Bulls 109-92 last night. In Major League Baseball, Brett Laurie's walk-off home run in the 9th inning gave the Toronto Blue Jays an 8-7 victory over the Texas Rangers. Chris Snyder and Jed Lowry each homered last night in the Houston Astros' 6-3 win over the New York Mets. The Astros have won the first 2 games of this series after having lost 6 straight series. Andy Pettitte testified at Roger Clemens' perjury trial that the 7-time Cy Young Award winner told Pettitte about 12 years ago that he did use human growth hormones. Pettitte said on the witness stand that Clemens told him it could help his recovery. The conversation took part during an intense workout, and Pettitte indicated the rest of the details are fuzzy. Clemens has infamously said that Pettitte misremembered what he said. Clemens is being retried on charges that he lied to Congress in 2008 when he testified he never used steroids or human growth hormones. And both Aggie tennis teams are headed to the NCAA tournament. The Aggie men will meet South Carolina in the first round at Los Angeles a week from Saturday, and a win would potentially match them against number one ranked host Southern Cal in the second round. The Aggie women are headed to Ann Arbor for the first round and hopefully a second round. They'll meet future SEC opponent LSU a week from Friday. They beat LSU at Baton Rouge the third week of the season. Win over the Tigers would match them against either host Michigan or Illinois Chicago. And that's your look at sports, everybody. Thank you for logging on today to WTAW.com.